You know, over the period of about 15 years, Billy Stevens built up Berkey's Plumbing from, you know, a little kind of a one-horse outfit to something so big that a bunch of private capital guys came along and wanted to buy him out. So then he went off and played golf and retired, and then he got bored, and now for the last year he's gotten busy and he's working again. At least I think that's pretty much the way it played out. Billy Stevens joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks. Appreciate getting the opportunity to talk to you.
So is that the right kind of scenario? I mean, I would assume you made just an obscene amount of money and you went off and retired and because you're young and you got bored, right?
Yes, sir. Sure, you're right about most of it there.
Now you're back in the business again. And first of all, I want to thank you for coming by today. And I know you said you'd be by within this five-hour window, and you arrived within the five-hour window, which shocked me.
Well, you know, we practice that at the office.
So you're still in the plumbing business and the heating and venting and air conditioning, HVAC business, but with some new wrinkles. You got some new technology that you've been working on.
Yeah, so, you know, sitting around the house for about 5 years and, you know, playing golf or going to the ranch, whatever, you know, just having a relaxed time. And after about a year and a half, I started getting pretty bored. And so I started thinking about if I had a company like I used to have and could start from fresh, what would I do different? And that led me to this idea with Billy Go and, you know, getting, you know, technology involved in an old business.
So the company is Billy Go, and it is conventional. I assume your no-compete clause is over with, and so you got to go back into that business.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting because it sounds to me like you've taken all the algorithms that make Uber work and that sort of thing and tried to apply them to a business which, you know, has been the same for probably a century.
Sure. I always say it's the second oldest occupation. The plumbing industry has been around a long time. So what we did is we just took a clear whiteboard approach and decided to apply a lot of what I learned in my company and digitize it and find out a way to run a business a lot leaner and cleaner, if you will. The biggest thing that we found out was there's a lot of waste in the way the industry is ran now. It's kind of like the airline industry used to be, where you had the hub and then you had the spokes, and you know, you may have a guy living outside the Metroplex driving into the other side of Metroplex to have a meeting at the office and then driving back to where the outside of Metroplex to do a service call. And that's just very wasteful and costs the consumers more money.
So everybody takes their trucks home at night and
correct,
that sort of thing.
Correct. So with the algorithm and the all the things that we've designed, the guy lives in Mesquite. He stays around Mesquite. He stays there, and there's no crisscrossing all the way across the Metroplex.
And when he gets there and finds that, you know, I've got a system that was put in 30 years ago and the part's hard to get, the whole thing doesn't grind to a halt, I gather.
No, sir. Also, the software will actually decide where we need to get the part when he makes the order. And then we've made some deals with our vendors, and then they deliver the parts to us if we don't have it on a truck.
And this sounds like some technology that has legs. Is it proprietary? You developed this?
Yes, sir. It's 100% proprietary. I developed it all. You know, it's kind of like Uber, but in a way it's a lot more difficult because there's actually three apps that have to run and think the same way. We have the consumer app, the back-end app, and then the tech app. And so when you learn something that you need to put in there, you've got to build it three times and make sure it talks three different ways. And so it's a lot more difficult. But at the end of the day, the more difficult it becomes, the easier it is for other companies to run their business like BillyGo, which is the plan. Because the software is actually ServiceShift is the company that owns the software. And BillyGo is basically a beta tester for the software.
So a service shift sounds like I say, it's got legs. I mean, there's got to be other applications than just your business. Is this something you're expecting to sell?
Yes, sir. We're expecting to license it to other businesses right after the first quarter of 2020, and present this opportunity to other companies and how they can save money running their businesses. We're thinking with the the changes and the simplicity, it's about a 30% decrease in overhead cost.
Wow.
It's substantial.
And you've got to have something that's dumbed down enough so that I can, a senior, you know, can easily understand it, I guess, on the consumer side. But by the same token, if you're in the field and you've been a plumber for 30 years, you got to somehow incorporate this into your trade, too. And I would think that would be a challenge.
You know, the challenges are getting in the minds of the plumber, getting into the mind of the dispatcher, which is the very important part of it, so we could build the algorithm. And seeing what the plumber's needs are. And once we fix his roadblocks and needs in the app, it actually makes his job much easier. It flows very well. It doesn't allow him to forget anything. It will ask him, you know, questions about the particular call before he can go to the next step. Did you do such and such? And it continues through. And when the call is completed, customer can sign on their phone and collect money, and it's all finished.
Yeah, and it's like Uber in the sense that I get a picture of whoever's going to show up, and I can see where they are on the map and how long it's going to take.
Absolutely. That's the part that's just like Uber. You know, we always want to make sure we hire the best guys, and the security of knowing who's coming, you know, in case, the wife is at home, you know, by herself or whatever, they need to know that it's secure and the background checks are done and everyone's an employee of Billy Go.
Yeah. So does it help you in setting up a business? I mean, I think about if I was going to be in your business, plumbing, HVAC, and going to try to serve North Texas, I mean, the footprint is enormous, going from Collin County to, you know, South Dallas County to Tarrant County. Does it help you deploy people and figure out how many people you need to have?
It absolutely does. It keeps up with all that stuff. We can tell each guy's drive time, how much time he's spending in the truck driving when we're not earning money, and we can look at that and improve the algorithm to decrease the time that we're wasting driving around. So we get a lot of data from it. It's a learning software package. It learns. The more it gets used, the more it learns, what is the best solution for this.
Are there cycles to your business? I mean, I would guess that, you know, July and August, it's all air conditioning business, and I guess it's heating it, you know, in February. But
True.
But so, there got to be some downtimes, too.
Sure, absolutely. In the AC business, the downtimes, you know, are usually for most companies starts around October and through March, but we have the Billy Go Now program. It saves customer 15%. It gives them the 1 hour dispatching or the 1 hour service window. It gives them a few other perks: free AC tune-ups for all their units, free AC.
So that would be done during a downtime.
During the downtime, right? Summer. And it's only $99 a year. It doesn't matter if you have three air conditioners; it's still just $99. And so, that allows us to keep the guys having something to do throughout the year. And that's the biggest part of AC is you got to turn a 6 month business into a 12 month business somehow.
Yeah.
And then with plumbing, you know, it's pretty steady all year long. The only downturn to plumbing is usually in July, August, and that's about it. The rest of the year, it's always busy. Plumbing breaks, doesn't matter what the temperature's doing.
You know, the acquisition of your former company, Berkey's, brings to mind the consolidation that seems to be happening in some of this business. The sort of Warren Buffetts of the world seem to be coming along and scooping up. And there seem to be getting national players, maybe squeezing out the smaller mom-and-pop operations.
You know, you got a good point there. So prior to us, there really wasn't much, many private equity firms buying plumbing companies.
Yeah.
It just wasn't happening. And just by chance, we put ours out there, and they picked up on it and realized that the business is actually a really good business if it's ran well. And, in fact, they have looked at over 300 different types of businesses in their careers and said that we were the most profitable that they've ever seen. And they had no idea that it was like that because we were very efficient at Berkey's also, but we did it with pen and paper.
Right.
But we did it very efficiently. And so they got excited about that, and then that started the frenzy, I guess. And since then, the company that has acquired ours went ahead and acquired Baker Brothers also. So they're both owned by the same company now. And there's a few independents left that are big, but definitely around the country, there has been lots of acquisitions.
Yeah, we've seen a lot. I remember Levy was sold too, I guess. So there's been a lot of turnover in the business. Well, this is really intriguing. So I'm going to wait till my pipe stop up or something or other so I can be part of a beta program. But the company is Billy Go, and then Service Shift is the underlying company that you've got underneath.
That's right. That powers Billy Go. It is all the technology, and we've got a great group of people upstairs at our office, and they're building away, and all they have to do is walk downstairs and talk about something new, or we walk upstairs and tell them something we figured out, and they build it. And it's pretty convenient for us, and the improvements are, in a month's time, you just see a lot of improvements. And
yeah,
we don't see any end to it. I can tell you that.
Well, I think it's a fascinating model, and it sounds like you're not going to get your golf game's not going to improve anytime soon. You've got a lot of work to do.
Yes, sir. Two startups keep you pretty busy.
Billy Stevens is the father of Billy Go and also of Service Shift. We'll watch for the progress. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Appreciate it.
And for being on time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm David Johnson.
That's what we do.
News Radio 1080 KRLD.